Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 11 meeting with the Browns.
Another one like Draymond, where, you know, just the confidence looks like it's soaring from all you guys. Like you said, kind of leads to turnovers or stops.
Yeah, it's a week-to-week league, and I think we've built a few – I built some confidence the past few weeks. Just stemming from after the bye, I think a lot of guys – it was a good time for that bye to come and just like a hard reset for everybody. And, you know, we're rolling now as a defense and as a team. So we just got to keep it going. Can't take it for granted what we've created the past few weeks. We got to keep it moving.
Turnovers, they seem to be contagious. Why would that, why is that the case?
Might be a little bit of jealousy. People see other people getting turnovers. They want their own turnovers. So, nah, but it's something that we practice and something that has to be intentional throughout the game. Intentionally punching at the ball, ripping at the ball, whatever it may be. And, you know, guys see other guys doing it and it motivates other people and kind of brings that intentionality out.
You joked about the celebrations after the game and some other guys did too, but is there a serious element of these celebrations you're talking about can kind of speak into existence when it comes to these takeaways?
Yeah. You know, I feel like there's some truth to that. You know, God works in mysterious ways and, you know, I feel like manifestation is somewhat real. When it comes to turnovers, yeah, I feel like if you think about getting turnovers, punching out the ball in practice, you're talking about it, it tends to rear its head in the game. So we got to keep doing that, but at the same time, keep the fundamentals and all that good stuff.
But this defense is in now. Is this kind of what you envisioned back in the beginning of the season where you guys could be, or is there another level that you think you guys can take this?
Honestly, no. I mean, I was playing safety at the beginning of the season, so it's not exactly what I envisioned, but I mean, I'm all for it, and, you know, 17 games in regular season and however many in the playoffs, it's not going to be plan A all the time. So props to everybody involved, coaches, players, just adjusting on the fly and, you know, kind of everybody not being self-centered and doing what they need to do for our defense to be right.
I think the Ravens lost three of the last four trips to Cleveland. Are there any kind of lessons to be learned from that at all, do you think?
I actually didn't know that. No, I mean, I don't think there's any lessons involved. Like I said, each game is mutually exclusive, and, you know, just because we lost there last year or whenever else, you know, it's not – the fact that I didn't know that kind of shows like where we're at with that. So nobody's really talking about it, and we just got to go win a game. You know, I think it allows us just play with some looks. We can play, don't have to worry about swapping personnel on and off the field. I feel like that's a big thing. And with this league now, it's a lot of different personnel, and all these offensive systems are throwing 12, 11, 22, whatever it may be at you. And I think we have the flexibility as a defense to kind of line up and play our stuff and dictate the game. So I think the coaches put us all in great positions to do so, and, you know, we've just been doing that the past however many weeks.
Kyle, you talked on Sunday about kind of some of the silliness of the rush to judgment on Malachi in particular, but I guess when you look at all those rookies who are starting for you guys on defense, do you feel like they all kind of have their legs under them at this point with all the reps they've done?
Yeah, and, you know, for as much as we talked about early season, like vets being hurt and guys, starters not playing, whatever, being out for the year, the silver lining to that was that these young guys get some experience. So it's showing itself now, and I'm super happy for everybody involved, not just Mike Green or Malachi, really everybody. Keandre Jackson is a guy who stepped up these past few weeks, super happy for him. Keon Martin, undrafted guy, comes in, and, you know, he's going to have to play a big part for us. So I'm happy for those guys at the same time, and everything happens for a reason.
Kyle, if somebody that didn't know you at what position you play, what would you tell them?
Safety. I would say safety. I got drafted as a safety. It says safety on the roster, probably. Safety.
What do you make a Dylan? There's not a lot of tape on you. Do you know much about before or anything? Or
I know he – I remember him at Oregon. I think he was somewhere else before that, maybe.
A couple places.
But, yeah, he's in a non-weird way to put it. He reminds me of Tua, honestly. Lefty, super accurate, on target. Throws a pretty ball. quick release, and you know, it's kind of cool. It's like seeing, talking about our rookies, like he got thrown into the fire and kind of been running the show for him. It's super cool, and they got running backs who are running hard, rookies running super hard. Respect the way he runs the football and just their philosophy over there. You know, it's always fun playing division games because it doesn't matter the record or wherever it may be. I'm sure they don't care that we're on a win streak too, so it's going to be fun to go in there and play a game.
Because he's just a play away, do you even bother to look at what score standards
anything? I think we're prepared to play against whoever's out there. It doesn't matter.
When you go up to Cleveland, there's obviously some weather. I mean, I think it's supposed to be like 40s, wind gusts of 30, whatever. As a player, do you ever think about, like, when you go up to, especially like the Cleveland, the AFC North, about weather and how it could impact games or anything like that?
I think that's a Jordan Stout, Tyler Luke kind of question. I mean, I'm not going to not play because it's too cold or something like that. So I'm kind of wasting your breath talking about it. It's like, damn, it's going to be cold. And it's like, well, I'm still going to have to play. So, but I think going to Notre Dame kind of helped out with that a little bit. Maybe it was more of a shock coming from Georgia going out there, seeing snow for the first time. But, nah, I kind of like raining games.
After the Gasser celebration didn't work out as planned, who's coordinating the celebrations now?
Yeah, I don't know. I know I've been fired. I hope whoever is my successor can come up some better celebrations. Hopefully some ones that actually count, too.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
There you go.